Good morning. This is our children's message for this third week after Easter. And I'm reminded of Acts chapter 2, where St. Peter preached, and he preached about Jesus who'd been crucified and died and rose again. And many people, the Bible says, were cut to the heart, and they were wondering, what should we do? And Peter said a couple of things. He said, repent and be baptized. And most of our kids here, I'm assuming, if not all of them, are baptized. And if not, give me a call. We'll do that. But he says, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. And then he says, Peter says to everybody there, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And here's the words I want to focus on. The promise is for you and your children. You and your children. So I'm speaking right now a children's message, but I also want to talk to mom and dad for just a little bit too. And say, isn't the most important thing we could possibly think of to hand the faith on to our children? I have two sons. There's nothing more I want to know than that they also know Jesus, right? And every parent thinks, I want my children. I want to believe in Jesus, but I want my children to believe in Jesus. So this is a beginner's Bible. This is one way for children to get to know Jesus. It's got pictures, and the words are large, and the text is appropriate for children. Mom and dad, I hope you have one, right? Boys and girls, I hope you're listening to one. There's nothing more important than passing the faith on to the next generation. So this is an important part of those words. The promise is for you and for your children. Now guess what happens when you're a child? What happens over the next few years? You grow up. How old will you be next year? How old will you be 5 years from now? How old will you be 10 years from now, right? And those years start to click by. And so eventually I graduate from a children's Bible. Guess what this is? This is just a Bible, more like an adult Bible, right? And the print is smaller and there aren't a lot of pictures, but it is the Bible, the whole Bible text. And this is a Bible that I use now as an adult and I read on a regular basis. But I remember also, in addition to the Bible, one of the things my mother did was she put in my hands other wonderful books. This is a book called C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. I read this in high school because my mother was interested in me remaining a Christian. And she said, Walt, here's a book I would like you to read. C.S. Lewis is a very readable author. And this is sometimes a tough book, but always an interesting and engaging book. In high school, I read this. This was part of my continued growth. And I'll never forget as long as I live, when I was in college, and guess what, boys and girls, college is closer than you think, right? The years fly by. But when I was in college, I had a professor who frankly challenged my faith life. And my mother, knowing what I was going through, gave me this book by Francis Schaeffer, The Church Before the Watching World. It saved my faith life, it really did. The Bible, of course, is God's word, but I'll never forget The Church Before the Watching World. This was part of my mother passing the faith on to me because I'm her child, right? What do I want to do now? As I'm the dad, I want to pass my faith on to my children. And now I'm a grandfather. Renee and I have two grandsons. Guess what we want to see? Those little ones. Those little ones, do you know what they need? Those little ones need this one. Our college kids need this one. And how fast those years go, right? Reading and reading and knowing more about God is great. And I will add this, mom and dad, encourage your children to be in Sunday school. I always remember going to Sunday school. My Sunday school teachers loved me. It's one of my lasting memories of my childhood and has kept me in the faith to think about the faithful teachers who taught me the word of God and the love of Jesus. So there it is. That is the most rich thing. The promise is for you and who? And your children. May God grant that for us. Amen.